First, though, we have to get into this business of yesterday.
Yeah. So, first off, let's just set this up. This was probably about a year ago when we, as a show, ended up watching during one of our meetings a show that was on Channel 29, the Hispanic station,
mm-hmm.
known as Lagrimita and Costel. And it's one of these crazy ass south of the border shows that encompasses everything that's stereotypical about that style of television. Chicks with giant boobs jumping around in bikinis on trampolines and
midgets dressed up as Batman.
I mean everything you can imagine.
The two hosts are dressed like crazy insane clowns.
Yeah. And those are Lagrimita and Costel, mm-hmm. and it's just rapid fire dialogue and bands are playing and it's pure
insanity.
Mexican insanity.
And at one point in the middle of the entire show, out pops a tiny little man dressed as Dracula, and he just runs around.
Yes.
Just... and he makes that noise.
And that's where we got the drop for Mexican Dracula. Mm-hmm. And they were so... They would overemphasize words, and that's where we got the... You can play the C drops.
Oh, C, C!
And the other one.
C, ooh.
So they had this really goofy lingo with one another, and it was insane, and we laughed about it for 15 minutes.
We laughed about it for like 3 weeks.
Well, probably for 3 years, you know. It'll probably live in infamy, especially now. So we have these drops.
Oh, especially now.
Yeah, we have all these drops taken from that segment.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we have on Lee Trevino, one of my not only golf heroes, but sports heroes in general.
Just an all-around human hero.
I have so much respect for this man. And
this is the first time we've ever had him on.
Yeah, and I was so excited. I met him a couple of weeks ago on the golf course, and we hit it off, and so we decided to have him on the air, and he was excited, and I was excited, and Mike was excited. So he agreed to stay with us for 2 segments. So the first segment was just about Lee. It was just about life in general, and we were having fun with him, and he's cracking jokes left and right. And then we wanted to talk to him in the second segment about the British Open, which started this morning, and have him talk about that because he is a 2-time winner back in 71 and 72, and so we wanted to get his thoughts on the British Open. So Mike set up the tees and asked him if he could stick around for another segment.
Mm-hmm.
Executing formatics flawlessly.
As always, Michael.
And this is what you heard on the radio.
The great Lee Trevino with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
We would love to
get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
Yeah, you got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee up here on The Ticket.
Listen.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The
and
hell?
We'll be coming to you live.
So that was me.
God. Your mic's still up.
My mic is still up going, what the hell?
Because the timing was perfect.
Now, Mino...
Can you stick around, and hang around for another segment?
Salute.
Now, Mino, is that you that pops on and says sorry?
Yes, I said misfire. I was in shock when this happened. I looked over at Danny.
Yeah, he panicked.
Yes, like, what happened? I feel like I need to tell the sit-up in here a little bit.
Well, wait. Play it one more time all the way through to what the hell, and then we'll do it again. And we'll talk
The great Lee Trevino with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
We would love to
get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee up here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
We're coming to you live from Rockwall.
You hear Mino go, misfire. And then Corby.
I was in shock so much that I didn't know to bring you guys down.
The hell?
So, we had a lot of nice words were said about the interview itself. And then a lot of people thought that was a totally classless move, which... Clearly it was.
It was an accident, 100%.
We would never in a million years do something like that. And as I said on Twitter last night, if he would have done that on purpose, he would be fired. Mino would be fired. There's no two ways about it. But I know him, and I know he wouldn't do that. So I kept saying on Twitter, people calling us out for being, you know, horrible people, which, yes, that's the case if that was done on purpose. We are awful human beings, but I would have Mino try to explain it to him. I'd pass it off to him and say, Mino, explain it. So, Mino, just try to explain as best you can what you think happened.
Okay, so my setup in here is I have two computer screens, which pretty much plays everything. I've got the left screen that plays the commercials and the beds that's playing right now, and my right screen, the Stinger, is what plays all my drops from the shows, and it's...
And these are touch screens.
It's a touch screen, and you can also use the mouse. And the touch screen is super sensitive to pressure. So you probably remember the e-brake that Trey had during a Stars game when he played the "This Team Sucks" drop.
Yes.
Like, I gave him crap for a week because it hasn't happened to me before. I was like, "How the heck can this happen?" And then I was sitting in here a little bit later, and I think I sneezed one day, and it played off a drop. So I've literally sat in here and I've moved the screen around, I've sneezed, I've laughed, and drops will play.
Any vibration.
And you can't, yeah. I can blow on it and drops will fire off, but
yeah.
You just don't really notice it because it's, you know, not...
It doesn't happen frequently.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to where something like that, it's shocking like it was that day.
But it was funny because he had that page set up.
Yeah, and I guess the mouse was on that drop, and I went over because I was going to put Mr. Trevino on hold so Danny could talk to him off air and say, you want us to call you back or whatever. And I reached over, and I guess as my hand was going towards it,
his elbow hit the mouse accidentally.
I don't even think it was the mouse. I think it was just the pressure from the screen.
At that perfect time.
And it,
wow.
That everybody thinks that's how Lee Trevino responds to a request.
And I feel like there's no way people are going to believe me because it was just so well timed.
It not only would it have been, let's say that it would have been, you know, George on hold.
Yeah.
And we did that to George. It was so perfect, but then it was Trevino.
Yeah.
And it was a Mexican sounding drop.
Yes.
Oh, and my God.
It's
like if I would have played a fart or anything.
Spanish.
Yeah.
So incredibly awkward.
Many elements in there just coming together in a horrible way.
But in a beautiful way. I had to leave the control room and walk around and laugh for a half an hour.
Dude. I couldn't believe it happened when it happened. I was like, there's no way.
Like, this is
there's
one of the greatest ticket moments ever.
I thought you guys were pranking me for a minute. Like, you guys might have played it downline or something. Was like, there's no way this just happened. My elbow is nowhere near the mouse.
He freaked, man.
I did.
It was funny.
Well,
I mean, I can laugh at myself, and I take blame for it because, I mean, it was on me, but I didn't do it intentionally.
You're all right, man. Nothing's going to happen here.
There is,
oh my gosh.
There is your moment.
This better win this week. Fahey better not top this. I don't know if he can.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be others.
Let's listen again.
The great Lee Trevino with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it.
All right, very good. More with Lee coming up here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
We'll be coming to you live from Rockwall.
Oh man. The only thing that would have made it even better, Mr. Trevino, the British Open's coming up tomorrow. You think you can stick around and do another segment? Oh, see!
Incredible.
Insane one.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, Mr. Trevino.
Yes.
And when we had Linkletter on last segment, I made sure to bring all the pots down just to make sure nothing could happen.
Right. Like in the middle of that, we hear this sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
That wouldn't have even been as bad. That would have been comical, but...
Oh, that would have been great.
God, I feel like a terrible person.
Unreal. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Love you.
Community Quick Hits coming up.